Mignon, you started your TEDx talk by saying that language is more than just a fixed set of rules. And you're grammar girl. That's a fixed set of rules. What do you mean by that?
Right. I expected that people might be surprised to hear me say that. But if you start looking at the history of language, you realize that it changes every year. You know, you can go back. There are big changes every decade and big changes every 100 years. But over time, it's English in particular is always changing.
A lot of people over the years come to you and complain to you about their big pet peeves over language. And one of the big pet peeves is just that it is fluid. It is changing. And they even say that it's dumbing down the language. Is that right?
Right. I often say that language changes at a rate that's just slow enough to be annoying. So if you're, you know, 50 years old or older, you can remember a time when the language was really, really different. And it seems as if all the rules have changed. And if you're 15 or 20, you know, you don't notice nearly as many changes as your parents or grandparents. So it's just slow enough or just fast enough, I'm not sure which, to be annoying as you get older.
And do you think that changing language, allowing it to change, is dumbing down, embracing laziness?
I don't. I know a lot of people do think that, but I think language change is a really natural process. It's happening all the time. And as I said in my TED talk, when I was in college, it was the standard to say, I graduated from college. But to my grandparents, they thought the standard should be was graduated from college. So, you know, what sounded normal to me at that time sounded like dumbing down the language to my grandparents. And now today, people are starting to say just graduated college. And that sounds like dumbing down to us, but it's no different from how our grandparents viewed us. So it's a very natural, normal process. And I just don't think it's dumbing down or laziness. It's just change. It's style. It's like fashion. You know, our clothes change and they identify us in a place in time, and our words do the same thing.
What are some of the factors that lead to that change?
It's really hard to know. That why question always comes up and it's difficult. Sometimes you can point to pop culture. There are, you know, certain things, like if a celebrity uses a certain word or phrase, it can catch on and become trendy. And you are very influenced by the people around you. Like, I don't know why people started saying graduated college, but then you start hearing people say it and it sounds better or simpler to enough people. And then they start saying it because they like it and they hear other people saying it. It really is a cultural, societal thing. And so there are different regionalisms. You know, they say y'all in the South and you guys up in Seattle. And that's the same sort of phenomenon. Usually something starts in a region or a group. There can be slang or jargon within certain business groups that aren't necessarily geographically isolated.
In your TEDx talk, you mentioned some new up-and-coming words of the year, words that are currently being changed right now. What are some of those?
Right. A family friend who's a student here at UNR, I saw her tweet, and she tweeted about adulting. And I had never heard that word before, but I immediately knew what it meant. She was saying, oh, it was so hard adulting today, or something like that. And I thought, oh, what did you have to do? And she said, oh, I had to go to the DMV and then open a bank account. And it's like, yep, adulting is hard. And so then I started noticing the word out in the world. And I set up some custom Twitter searches. And I saw that it's quite popular on Twitter. And it seems to be among people in their 20s. And there's even a book called Adulting that did really well a couple years ago. But again, very popular with younger people. And so what fascinates me is how parallel adulting is to parenting. Huh. Because people hear adulting and they think, oh, that's a weird new word, and they're turning a noun into a verb. But parenting really only started being used widely in the 1970s, and it's formed sort of the same way as adulting. So it's an example of language changing the same way, but we've just had more time to get used to parenting.
Do you think it says something about the millennial age?
I think it may. You know, something about the lives of people in their 20s today makes them struggle with adulting in a way that maybe, you know, people of the older generation didn't.
Right. In the past, maybe that generation was parenting.
Right.
Now they're adulting.
Yes.
And so, to be honest, giving a TED Talk is kind of a big deal. how much work or preparation went into that?
It was. It was an extraordinary amount of work. I'm not sure if I'd understood how much work it was that I would have agreed to do it. But I probably practiced that talk 60 or 70 times.
Wow.
And I recorded myself giving the talk and would listen to it every night before I went to bed. I mean, it's your one chance on stage, and there's a live audience, and then they're recording the video. It's a really high quality video, and you know that's going to be online forever, and you just want it to be perfect. There's a really high level of expectation about quality, so you want to do your best.
Were you relieved when it ended?
Oh, I was so relieved. I'm not a great public speaker. I'm a very nervous public speaker. And I had never memorized a talk before. And so I did some research, and I saw that memory experts say it's good to have a visual identification of something with certain parts of your talk. So, you know, if I could have been in the room practicing, I would have maybe said, you know, the left doorway is the first part of my talk, and the middle of the back of the hall is the middle of my talk, and that sort of thing. But I couldn't practice in the room. So instead, I identified each part of my talk with a part of my body. And so as I was practicing, it's like, okay, the story about egregious is my neck, and the story about okay is the top of my head, and the story about done versus finished is my right hand. So I don't know if you can tell when you're watching the video, if I'm like mentally going around the different parts of my body to remember what comes next in my talk.
I thought I saw you glance at an elbow once or twice.
But very possible.
And like you said, this talk is going to live online forever. What do you hope viewers take away from it, if there had to be one clear thesis or idea to take away from this talk?
It's that language changes, and we should embrace that. Like, you don't have to love every change. You don't have to love the word adulting. But sometimes people get very worked up about language change, and they hate it, and they think it's a sign of the downfall of civilization. And it really isn't. It's normal, and it has happened in the past, and it's going to continue to happen in the future. And just, you know, try to embrace the idea that it changes.
Mignon Fogarty, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.